Welcome to the Quests Fishing Adventures Podcast, Chapter 5. Welcome back to another Quest Fishing Adventures Podcast. I do hope that you're doing well, and if you've been fishing since my last podcast, let's hope you've put a few on the bank. Right, as you can see by the title, I am currently fishing the River Gade. Well, I'm not technically there just yet. I'm just parked up in my car, and I thought I'd start the podcast in the car, because once I get down to the river and I start fishing, because I'm having to set the hook myself, it's very difficult to do the sections of the podcast while I'm actually fishing. Obviously, I do it, but it kind of takes my eye off the ball. And after last trip there, I lost a fish straight away. And that wasn't down to doing a segment on the podcast. It was just down to, you know, obviously the fish were in the swim and I dropped it on its head and it almost took it. Well, it took it pretty much straight away, because I was fumbling around moving bits and bobs. I wasn't on the ball. So if I just start it in here and kick it off and just tell you guys what I'm going to do, I can do a better start to the podcast this time. So yeah, the plan is to go back on the same little stretch that I fished now. Well, this is going to be the third trip there. And last time I went there, which literally was yesterday, the river had burst its bank. So I doubt it very much that I'll be able to get into one of the swims I wanted to go into. I can't see that the water levels would have dropped that much, because yes, we have had a little bit of rain since then. So it looks like I'll just be dropping back in to the same two swims that I was rotating in last time or yesterday. So what I'm going to do when I get there, as soon as I get there, I'm literally just going to chuck some pellet out in both the little spots straight away, and I'm gonna fish the second swim, which is the one I started off in yesterday. The reason being, I just feel like I've lost, as you guys know, if you're not listening to the podcast on the River Gade, go back and listen to the last two, and this really will fill you in with where I am at with it all. I've lost more fish than I put on the bank, and it feels like the bigger fish are in the second, and let's call it the second and the third swim, and not the first swim. The first swim is like a lot more shallow, but the second and first, it's like the river gradually gets deeper, and from the fight I've been having with them, they feel a lot bigger. So which is why I want to start off in the second swim. I really want to get one of the bigger fish out, what being a chub or a barbel. As you guys know, I originally did call this barbel fishing, but as I said in the last podcast, I seem to catch chub every time I go barbel fishing. It just seems to be the way. Obviously, they're in the same rivers, that, you know, where you're fishing for them, that they feed off the same bait, blah 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 blah. So it's hard to get through the chub, but I love catching chub, and I love catching all types of species, as I talk about as well. So I just felt like, let's call it chub and barbel. Then I don't feel so disappointed when I'm not catching a barbel, but I'm catching a chub, because I am excited when I catch my chub. When I've caught my first chub, when I landed my first chub in the last podcast, I was over the moon. It wasn't even a massive one, but I was like absolutely buzzing. So I just love catching all types of fish, as I said. So yeah, we're going to go now. Same tactics as the previous sessions. I've got a size 8 wide gape hook, and I put a kicker on it to help kick it in on a long like 12 inch hook link, just on a fixed lead system, and that is literally just it. And then obviously cast out, and just, you've got to sit there, and when it starts knocking and it bends, you've got to hit into it straight away to hook the fish. So that is the plan. Without further ado, I think I'm gonna end this segment here and actually get down there, because I'm fishing the last hours of the day. And that seems to be when they start feeling. And that, oh, that's worth saying as well. I noticed yesterday when I was down here, like as soon as that light was dropping, and I know this is the case because a lot of fish do tend to fish dusk and dawn, the bites definitely picked up. And I lost one when it was getting started, the lights were dropping, and I just felt so confident I was going to get, you know, I was going to get another bite. And lo and behold, I did and I landed it. So, yeah. So we've got the last couple of hours of the day. So let's stop dribbling on now. Let's get down there. And yeah, let's do this. Well, it's not taken too long. I started off in the swim I said I was going to start with, and I just had a cracking bang on the ride, hit straight into it. Great fight. Definitely one of the better ones. It felt like it straight away. Managed to get it in. I probably went about 4.5 pounds or something like that. All the same, absolutely buzzing, well excited. My tactics are definitely paying off. Oh, this is amazing. I'm excited, ladies and gentlemen. I'm excited. Right, let's get her back out again. I'm gonna drop into the other swim now and rest that swim. I'll chuck some pellets out there as well. No, I'll leave the pellets. We've only just put some out. I'll leave the pellets there that were there. Jump in the other one, give that one a go for a bit and see if we can get another one out. Come on. Well, it's 15:30 and it has been so quiet since that fish. I'm debating to drop back in the other swim very shortly, if nothing happens here, and see if anything's moved in on there. But it's still light. The sun is like starting to go down, but we're still very light. So hopefully we've still got the best time to come. So we'll keep the fingers crossed that is coming and we will get another fish on the bank soon. Well, it's 15:57 and I did move into that right hand side swim again, but it's so quiet. Nothing, absolutely nothing. Sun is definitely starting to drop now. I probably will move back into the other swim just to see. I might give it another like 5-10 more minutes here and see what happens, and then move up into that swim and see if anything's moved into there. Maybe that fish I had really has disturbed them, or maybe someone was fishing here earlier, possibly. You never know, you just don't know, do you? Could be another, you know, reasons. Maybe fishing it yesterday's put the fish off in here today, who knows? But I think that's what I'm going to try. 5 more, 10 more minutes here, move into the other swim, try there again, and then yeah, that's right at the end of the doors of this session by the looks of it. So we just keep fingers crossed. Right, I've moved up to the left hand side swim again for the last 10-15 minutes, whatever's left. Fingers crossed, the barbel or chub gods will bless us with another one on the bank. Well, I've had to wait. I've just had one from the swim, only a small chub, but still all the same, it's still a chub. Absolutely buzzing. So I put it out again quickly just to see if we can get one in the last 5 minutes, just to see. So keeping them fingers crossed, come on. Right, it's 16:36 and I've decided to call it there. I've lost the light completely now. No more bites in that swim. Maybe after I had that fish, maybe I should have moved down to the right hand swim again, but hey ho, you know, it's the way it is. I just put about 2.5 kilos of bait out as well, just to get some more feed going in the swim. Hopefully I'll come back now. Today is Monday, so hopefully I'll come back either Saturday or Sunday or both and do the same again. But we will see what happens. We will see what happens. See what plans come up, because I might be doing a night on Lily's Lake on Saturday. Not too sure. But anyway, we're 2 out, completely buzzing. Tactics paying off now, as I said earlier. Definitely getting into the fish now, which is really good. Yeah, so absolutely buzzing the back of that. So I hope that you guys enjoyed this one. I'm just buzzing. I've put some more fish on the bank on this little stretch. I'm actually buzzing about it. I'll be honest with you, fishing the river is actually really exciting to be doing it again. It's a nice break from the lakes. Not that I'm going to stop fishing the lakes at all, because I'm probably going to be back there this week anyway. But it's a nice break, and then obviously to try and catch different species as well.
So buzz in the back of that. So anyway, I'm rambling on again. I'm going to end this one here, guys. If you go fishing from now until my next podcast, I hope you put a big one on the bank. Take care of yourself and tight lines.
If you're not done already, guys, you could do me a massive favour and hit me up on Instagram. Just search Quest Fishing Adventures. On there, I'm uploading some photos and some short videos. You can also ask me questions or give me some advice too. That'd be absolutely mega. Anyway, take care of yourself, guys, and tight lines, and see you on my next podcast.